how God designed the Christian life to be lived is to be lived supernaturally.
You're welcome to my Secret Place devotion with Oyix Alfred. The Word of God is equipped to change your life. For more messages like this, you can follow on YouTube, Instagram, and Telegram, all on the handle Oyix Alfred.
Good morning. May the Lord, in the midst of every storm, crisis, and turmoil, keep you in perfect peace as you keep your heart stayed on Him. That's what He promises in Isaiah 26, verse 3. He says, that will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted thee. So if your mind is stayed on crisis and all that, the Bible says that you're going to lose one thing. And what is that? You're going to lose God keeping you in perfect peace. So keep your mind stayed on God, stayed on His word, and you'll experience peace like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, how God designed the Christian life to be lived is to be lived supernaturally. God didn't design that you live your life naturally. He designed that you live with extra abilities, abilities that are not common to the average random person who walks on the street. That is why God gave us the gifts of the Spirit and other special abilities. However, this whole month will focus on the gifts of the Spirit as listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But if you read your Bible in Romans, in Isaiah, you see there are other spiritual gifts that are mentioned in other portions. But we took out the ones that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And if you follow that devotional, we've emphasized over and over that these gifts are not for pastors alone. Because that's the mindset most people have. They say, oh, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a minister, therefore I'm not qualified to operate in these gifts. But if you read Amos chapter 1 verse 1 and read from the New Living Translation, it makes it be easier to understand. He said, this message was given to Amos, a shepherd from the town of Tekoa in Judah. He received this message in visions 2 years before the earthquake. So the Bible tells us that this man called Amos was just a regular shepherd. He wasn't a prophet. He wasn't a minister or any sort. He was just an ordinary shepherd from the town of Tekoa. But guess what? God showed him that there would be an earthquake 2 years before the earthquake happened. The reason God showed him about the earthquake ahead of time is so that Amos would be able to warn other people and, you know, let them get their ways in order, and they should be able to put their lives in such a way that they are not affected by the earthquake. But the point here is that the Bible tells us that Amos was just a shepherd. He wasn't a prophet like Isaiah or Ezekiel or all these other prophets. He was just a regular random person. But God showed him visions of what will happen in his city years ahead of time. If you are a parent, you need the word of knowledge to be in operation. God needs to alert you about things going on in the life of your children, wherever they are. You need the gifts of healing. You need, you know, these gifts of the Spirit. If you're a business person, you need the word of wisdom for God to show you what are the strategies, what are the things that are going to happen tomorrow. You know, you need to function in these gifts so that you are not limited by sense knowledge. Sense knowledge is the information that you get from your eyes, your nose, just the physical senses. But there's what is called revelation knowledge. That is knowledge that is revealed to you by the Spirit of God. You need to function with that knowledge so that you are strategic in the decisions that you make. However, while discussing the gifts of the Spirit, Paul, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 1, through the Holy Spirit, gave us a very, very sound advice and caution. I read it. He says, follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. So in this sentence, Paul put the order in which God will prefer you to walk. So it says, number one, follow the way of love and then eagerly desire spiritual gifts. In other words, the first thing you should even pursue before you talk about spiritual gifts is that gift called love, or walk in the way of love. If I read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 31, the Bible says, covet earnestly the best gifts, yet I show you a more excellent way. The next verse after that is 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1. He says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can move mountains, and I have love, not love, I am nothing. In other words, if you operate the gifts of the supernatural gifts, you speak in tongues, prophecies, you operate in the word of knowledge, you can see the future. If you have all those things and you do not have the foundation of love, the Bible says before God, you are nothing. In other words, what you should first of all start pursuing is a love life. Love, according to the scripture, is definitely not an emotion. It is an action word. And the Bible tells us exactly what love is. It said, love suffers long and all that. Love does not envy. Love is not puffed up. You see all of that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If you read it there, the Bible explained exactly what love is. So when you look into your life, you're going to ask yourself, am I living a life of love? That is the very first thing that you should focus on while you consistently pursue spiritual gifts. So let me explain what love is quickly as I read through the scriptures from 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4. New Living Translation says, love is patient. Are you patient with people? The Bible says, and it is kind. Love is not jealous. It is not boastful. It is not proud. It is not rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever truth wins. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. It is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Prophecy, speaking in unknown language and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. And there's no better way to cap up our teaching on the gifts of the Spirit if we don't mention that your foundation should first of all be love. Learn to love. Learn to be patient, learn to be kind, and all those things we've just listed. And that is how you have God's approval, not just here on earth, but in heaven. Some would have wondered, oh, why has the devotional not addressed the issue, the health issue globally? Well, three reasons. Number one, there's so much information out there. In fact, overwhelming information, you know, about the global health crisis and all of that. So why join the bandwagon? There's so much information already out there. Number two is that the health crisis will come and go, but you will need the gifts of the Spirit to function during and after the crisis has come and gone. Number three, we do not speak because we feel like speaking. We speak because of divine direction. And so since God hasn't asked us to address the issue on this platform, so we've kept it on studying the spiritual gifts, which is even what you need at this time, divine strategy and divine counsel to know exactly what to do. And that is why next month, we're starting a new series, which is tomorrow, the first of another month. We're starting a wonderful new series that will help you to understand how to keep yourself afloat in the midst of whatever crisis. The truth is that there'll be more terrible crises to come. If you read the Bible in Isaiah chapter 60, the Bible is pretty clear on darkness being over the land, but gross darkness resting over the people. And darkness by the Bible has different significance. You know, it means different things, you know, which we'll look at as we go forward. Remember, the Bible says the rains will come, the storms of life will come, the wind of life will come. It is designed, it is compulsory that these things will come. But the point is, has God made a plan for his children to always win? The answer is yes. So we're going to look at the different things that God has given us to be able to excel in the midst of whatever crisis, whether they are health crisis, whether they are natural crisis, whatever the crisis are, how do we stay afloat in the midst of the crisis to come? We're living in the end times, and the Bible already tells you that the end times, it tagged it perilous times. What does that mean? Dangerous times. And you know what danger means? Danger on all fronts. But God has a plan for his people. So stay connected, stay tuned. Don't miss a single day's devotional. God bless you. Have an amazing day ahead.
For more messages like this, you can follow on YouTube, Instagram, and Telegram, all on the handle OyeeksAlfred.